From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Opening statements are underway in the Senate confirmation hearing of Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan. Currently serving as Solicitor General, Kagan would become the fourth woman to serve on the High Court if confirmed. NPR's David Welnut has the story.
The first day of the Senate's screening of Elena Kagan is an entirely scripted affair. All 19 senators who sit on the Judiciary Committee make 10-minute opening statements before Kagan herself makes one. First to speak was the panel's Democratic chairman, Patrick Leahy, who noted that Kagan's confirmation would mean three women would all serve on the Supreme Court for the first time ever. Leahy also admonished his colleagues not to impose what he called an ideological litmus test on Kagan. Ranking Republican Jeff Sessions questioned Kagan's experience, noting she'd never served as a judge, and said in many respects her career has been more consumed by politics than the law. Senators on the panel are expected to begin posing questions to Kagan Tuesday. The hearings could go on for several days. David Welnut, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Supreme Court is siding with gun rights advocates. By a vote of 5-4, justices ruled today that Americans have the right to bear arms in self-defense no matter where they are. The decision was a blow to Chicago's nearly 30-year ban on handguns. The High Court has struck down part of the Sarbanes-Oxley bill, which imposed numerous anti-fraud restrictions on corporations. More on this from NPR's Jim Zaroli.
Sarbanes-Oxley was enacted in 2002 in the wake of the accounting scandals at companies like Enron and WorldCom. It imposed a number of new reporting and transparency requirements on publicly traded companies, and it's been highly unpopular with many companies. The ruling had to do with one part of the law creating the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, which oversees the accounting firms that audit companies. The ruling said the president must have the authority to remove members of the board if he sees fit. But Sarbanes-Oxley will otherwise remain in effect. There had been speculation that the court would invalidate the entire bill and force Congress to rewrite it. But the ruling means the bill and the accounting board will survive. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Congressional leaders are reflecting on the life of their longtime friend, Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia. He died this morning. A colleague said no senator defended the Constitution more than Byrd. A glimpse of that passion here when in 2006 Byrd opposed an amendment to prevent flag desecration.
Amending the Constitution to prohibit the flag desecration flies in the face, the very face of First Amendment right like freedom of speech.
Democratic Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia. He was 92 years old. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Commerce Department's latest snapshot of consumer spending reveals a 0.2% jump in May. A snapshot of that report from NPR's Joshua Brockman.
The small increase in consumer spending was higher than analyst expectations. The uptick from April, when there was no change, was driven by spending on electricity and utilities. Spending on goods declined. Personal income and disposable income both increased 0.4%. The increase was less than expected. Meanwhile, the savings rate rose to 4%. That's the highest level so far this year. Economist Chris Christopher of IHS Global Insight says the numbers reflect an improvement in consumer attitudes towards spending.
So they're cautious, but also willing to spend a little.
Still, the government said last week that the economy was growing at a slower pace this past winter than many people had thought. Joshua Brockman, NPR News, Washington.
Deposed Panamanian leader Manuel Noriega is on trial in France on charges he laundered drug money through French banks. Noriega appeared in a black suit, his hair slicked back. He denies the charges. His lawyer is arguing for Noriega to be sent back to Panama. If convicted in France, Noriega could get 10 years in prison. He's already served 20 years in U.S. custody. There are reports that a front-running candidate for governor in a northern Mexican state has been gunned down. The Associated Press cites Mexican officials saying today the candidate and four others were killed. International observers are applauding Kyrgyzstan's constitutional vote as transparent and remarkably peaceful. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe acknowledged the referendum had some problems. However, the group said that overall the vote appeared to be on the level. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.